Speak my words with love. I am, speak my words with love. I am,
Principle number 8, claim your dream. As you have been progressing from principle to principle, you will begin to understand that the process of creative manifestation is very logical. By following each principle, you will move step by step along the path, ushering your desires naturally, easily into your life. The veil of illusion about the nature of the universe begins to lift as you come to realize that anything you desire can be created if you meet certain conditions for divine energy to flow through you. In Principles 1, 2, and 3, we worked on realizing that identifying your true heart's desire is the essential beginning, and that you can best manifest what is born from your heart, what is true desire, and not what is born from fear, should desires. You also realize that your desire alone is not enough to bring about fulfillment. Principles 4, 5, and 6 teach that mere desire, without clarity, organization, and steady effort on your part, will remain dormant. As you work through these principles, you begin to shape your desire into an energized intention, accumulating power and force as you continue to work along. The first three principles create on the emotional plane. The second three create on the physical plane. And the last three concentrate on finally ushering your heart's desire into the physical plane, where you can experience what you really want. Each goal, each desire that you have follows a creative path very similar to your own physical evolution. Like you, each dream starts out as a seed idea, initially possessing the full potential of expression in unmanifested form. Like you, each desire begins to organize energy, begins to take on shape, form, and size that is uniquely your own. And when this shape evolves sufficiently, it establishes its intention to stay, to express, as you once did. And once committed to, each dream develops a heartbeat of its own, compelling your choices and actions to support it. Each creation intrinsically follows its own evolution and its own timing, and will fail or die if forced into being before it is really ready. Eventually, however, the time arrives for your dream to express itself into the world, to begin to assert itself on the physical plane. And the vehicle that carries your dream from mental to physical expression can be found literally right under your nose. Principle number 8 is stated simply and elegantly in Genesis. In the beginning was the Word. This principle announces your greatest power of all, the power to create exactly what you want by speaking it into being. God created the universe with words. Let there be light, it says. Jesus worked miracles with words. Say the word, and you are healed. Moses was given the power of the word, the Ten Commandments, to lead his people from slavery to freedom. The truth is, words create everything, because words are the embodiment of principles 1 through 7. They announce all that you focus on, all that you believe, everything you imagine. They reveal your level of commitment. They reveal whether you are focusing on fear or faith, They demonstrate your choices and actions. Words come as the summary of your creative efforts in action. They're the energetic substance that channels universal spirit from your thought into physical form. The words you choose are programmed to release power and life force in whatever they express, whether you want to have them do so or not. As you speak, so it is.